You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
June the 4th, 2021, the Bipartisan House Problem Solvers Caucus. This involves a voting block, a significant voting block of 58 members, equally divided between 29 Republicans and 29 Democrats, and they have found an agreement. They want to support forming an independent commission to investigate the origins of the coronavirus pandemic. About damn time. That was introduced, of course, last week by five Democrats and five Republicans, and now they're saying we're ready to move forward. They would form a national commission on U.S. preparedness for national emergencies that would be modeled after the 9/11 commission. And also, they endorse the formation of an independent commission to investigate the January 6th riot. Okay, spend time on that, too. Are you going to look at all the riots across the nation throughout the last summer and more? Another way even now? Nah, that's not part of it. Dr. Fauci, Dr. Fake, finally asking China, well, give me some medical records. He said, I want to see the medical records of the three people who got sick at your lab in 2019. Did they really get sick? And if so, what? So he wants to know. Finally, he wants to know. Keep in mind, Dr. Fauci all along said, no, I could not have come from that lab. It's simply the wet market. And by the way, former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has a scary statement regarding that Wuhan lab. I'll have details of that coming up in the next segment. Panama moving forward to deal with a significant surge of migrants. They've got folks entering their country illegally en route to the U.S. How about that? All because of the Biden lenient border policy. Department of Homeland Security is hearing it from across the globe that folks are making their way to Panama, non-Latin American migrants sneaking into Panama, and then joining, as we told you before, the caravans coming out of the Northern Triangle or forming in Mexico, either place. We've got immigrants from Africa, the Middle East, other places. They're all making their way there, and it's causing an issue now in Panama. They got so many coming through. Haiti and Cuba also. And some of them really want to come for a better life, and some, who knows? Who knows how many are coming to destroy our nation from inside out? Border Patrol agents in the Laredo sector of Texas say they've seen arrests of criminal illegal immigrants skyrocket this year. 760 illegals arrested by the Laredo sector agents compared to more than 60, only about 60, last year. That's a 900% increase. Speaking of what are we doing for illegals, well, Vermont Governor Phil Scott, a Republican, asking state lawmakers to pass an elections law that would allow non-citizens across his state to vote in local elections. Don't even bother asking if they need an ID because they're not going to be worried about it. So how's that defunding police thing working out for you, huh? North Carolina, the Asheville Police Department. Ordering some of the officers don't respond to certain types of crimes. We have a, quote, staffing crisis. In other words, you call 911 on certain incidents, they're not going to see any police officer. You're not going to get anything if it doesn't involve a direct threat to life. So I imagine a lot of folks are going to be making up false reports if they want a police officer on the scene for some reason. No, they're losing officers, and more just won't come aboard. They're trying to get more in. But the staffing numbers are down almost 90 officers since the beginning of 2020. And I wonder why. Do you? You know why. This story has troubled me from the very beginning. And now there's a guilty plea. It began the summer of 2019. Jennifer Woodley, former CEO of a Make-A-Wish in Iowa, How many of you have given money to Make-A-Wish Foundations help kids who are dying, facing terminal illness, make a wish and go to Disney World or do something special? She's now admitting that, yes, she stole from that operation $23,000 or more that was donated to help children she took. And then out of Florida comes this story. A couple arrested, police called to the scene of a 21-year-old that was not breathing. They get there, and the female in the house said, well, the child put something in his mouth while we were on walk. Don't know what it was. They realized it was fentanyl. The couple left laying around, and the child picked it up. Thank God the child survived. They are in jail.
Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
Most of us are taking precautions to avoid COVID in public, but what are you doing to make sure your home is free of COVID? Wellington Environmental is the answer. And here's the great news. Wellington's average cost to professionally treat a home, less than $300. Less than $300. And the cost for treating most offices, not much higher. Be ready to copy a phone number to get on the schedule as soon as possible. First, let me remind you, if you want your own professional fogging device, Wellington sells them, price $500. But say you heard about it from Larry Connors, save $100. If you want your home or office professionally disinfected by Wellington, here's the number, 314-644-4930. Again, get on the schedule early, 314-644-4930, 644-4930. Be well with Wellington, Wellington Environmental. My sponsors keep this program on the air, so my thanks to John Bill Roofing. Covering homes and businesses throughout the Midwest. Best quality, lowest price. So when you need a roof, remember this sponsor for this program, John Beale Roofing. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
When it mattered most, when the Chinese were covering this up in early January of 2020, Dr. Fauci, you certainly would have seen the same intelligence that I saw. We would certainly have known that the risk that this came from the laboratory was real. We would have known that the Chinese Communist Party didn't want any of us to know that. And that raised red flags throughout the entire United States government for far too long. Dr. Fauci let those of us who were out there talking about it carry the mantle. And we couldn't get science. We got politics instead. And that's what you saw in the left-wing media. You saw politics trumping science. And that delayed our capacity to respond to what the Chinese Communist Party foisted upon the world.
Those are the words of former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo appearing on Fox News. Basically, Fauci failed. Dr. Fake failed. And he continues to fail. In fact, his book, 80 pages, it may or may not go to print. I mean, they backed off of it. They seemed to have been not sure. Amazon had it up. And then the word came, well, maybe we rushed the word that it's going to be released on a certain day. It's not going to be quite ready. 80 pages? When my kids were in high school, they could write me an 80-page report overnight if I demanded it. But I don't know. He's probably searching through the thesaurus, looking for a word synonymous with great, fantastic, special, Superman. Connors is in there, by the way, if he's looking. No, I kid you not. You look at the thesaurus. You look up the word Superman and things like that, you'll find Larry Connors. Anyway, the guy failed us. But now he's trying to make it all up. I mean, he has suddenly decided, I want information from China. Really? Really? The White House, the former White House coronavirus testing czar, had stated there's no data to support Fauci's claim of the coronavirus evolving from nature. Remember that? And, of course, Fauci refused to accept it either. Now Fauci wants medical records from the Wuhan lab, that's in China, released that would confirm Donald Trump's intel report from more than a year ago. Fauci's request, according to the Financial Times, I'd like to see the medical records of the three people who are reported to have gotten sick in 2019. Did they really get sick? If so, what did they get sick with? Ending in a preposition, but Dr. Fake is not a grammar specialist. Maybe not even a scientist. Anyway, he goes on to say, the same with the miners who got ill years ago. What do the medical records of those people say? Was there a virus in those people? What was it? It's extremely conceivable that the origins in the SARS-CoV-2 was in that cave, either started spreading naturally or went through the lab. He's talking about the three researchers in the lab and also six miners who all fell sick after entering a bat cave. That was back in 2012 for the miners. Three of them died, according to the Financial Times. Emails obtained from Fauci, of course, revealing a lot of details of what was going on behind the scenes while they were basically trying to make us responsible for it, that we had, China was basically blaming the U.S., saying we foisted that whole conspiracy and made it look like it came out of there. Congressman Steve Scalise, the Louisiana Republican, said, we want Dr. Fauci, he'll refer to him as his real name, Dr. Fauci, the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, to testify about all these emails that we're now seeing. Thousands, two, three, more thousand released under a Freedom of Information Act. Yesterday, Scalise, Congressman Scalise, said, what we're already seeing is very alarming things just in these emails. Well, what is the Biden administration doing? It's on their watch now. And he's still serving as a COVID advisor to the Biden White House. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says this is what the Biden administration needs to be doing.
All these emails that you're seeing now are entirely consistent as well with what the propaganda machine inside of China was pressing and what the World Health Organization was pressing as well. We can't forget that all this time, not only was there an absence of information from the Chinese Communist Party, but Brian, they were trying to tell us that this came from America. They were actively engaged in propaganda, suggesting this was natural. They are hard at it. We've got to hold Chinese Communist Party accountable. I haven't seen any evidence that this administration is prepared to do that. The American people should demand that they be held accountable.
Yes, they need to be held accountable. And when we say China, we're talking about the Chinese Communist Party, because that's who runs China, obviously. But is this administration willing to do so? Is this administration actively going to do anything? Now, there are reports that there's an effort inside the White House trying to find a way to dump Fauci because of all this flip-flopping and all the emails. And apparently there's a source, and I cannot find the source here right now, but I'll tell you what it says. And you can question, well, is that valid? I would agree, because I don't have the source here in front of me. I think it might be a Scripps researcher, but basically that the public confidence in Fauci has dropped by 42% since last year. I would have no doubt about that, would you? And yet Fauci is still advising the Biden administration what to do. And so if Pompeo, as he says, the Biden administration got to get tough, they got to get in there, they've got to hold the Chinese Communist Party accountable. Get some information, demand it, get inside the labs and find out. Well, maybe it's all, everything now is still covered up, we'll never know. And of course, Fauci is also offering advice on how to deal with the Chinese. You remember, I played some of that for you yesterday. It's worth revisiting. As he was doing an interview with NSNBC, he was suggesting that you can't go in there and be really Wild West, shoot them up, angry, Reagan-esque type approach to Chinese. You can't do that. Here is what you have to do.
Obviously, you want openness and cooperation. One of the ways you can get it is don't be accusatory. Try to get both a forensic, a scientific, and an investigational approach. I think the accusatory part about it is only going to get them to pull back even more.
You think? You think we're going to get the truth from them? Fauci's already had to acknowledge when he's appearing in front of a Senate committee, when Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana asked him, he said, well, how do you know that the Chinese did what they said they did? His question basically was, how do you know they didn't lie to you? Fauci said, what? How do you know they didn't lie to you? Well, we've always had a good relationship. I mean, you know, we just kind of blah, 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 blah. And we only sent a modest amount of money, and we did not support gain of function. But you don't know that, do you? And we don't really know that. Gain of function, of course, again, is a code word for bioweapon. Taking the device that you create in the lab, gain of function, finding a function for it, such as creating a pandemic across the globe. Now, if they were working on it in the lab and that got out of the control and they had, quote, an accident, well, they were already basically driving down a bumpy road with nitroglycerin in their hand. Not a good idea. Lab accidents will happen. We all acknowledge that. But when you're already playing with such dicey type stuff, you've got to be extremely careful. And do you imagine the Chinese, those three scientists that got sick, do you think they really know what happened? Have we talked to them? No. Are they even alive? I don't know. We've got Dr. Fauci now saying, I want to see documentation of what they got sick with. Were they really sick? Was it the flu? And it's worth repeating something else I played for you yesterday. When Fauci is appearing on MSNBC, and he was being questioned by Willie Geist, one of their anchors of MSNBC, sometimes with Joe Scarborough. But there was a legitimate question posed by what is now state-controlled media. Willie got out of the cage and asked a question to Dr. Fauci, which, well, here's how it went down.
You say it's in China's interest, though. Would you agree, though, Dr. Fauci, it is in their interest to hide it if there was a lab leak or worse, if they were designing something in their lab so that the world, that America didn't know that it came out of their own lab? Wouldn't they want to conceal that?
You know, Willie, I don't want to be speculating on that because every time I say something like that, you know it as well as I. It will get completely taken out of context and go into the Twitter world like crazy. So, I mean, I'm going to leave that to other people and not surmise and guess whose interest it is. It's not helpful because everything you say then gets completely taken out of context.
So I praise Willie Geist for asking a question because he said, well, wouldn't it be to the advantage of China to lie to you? Why don't we get in that speculation? He speculated every step of the way from day one of COVID. Either speculated or just flat out lied as to what the issue was and what should be done about it. Make no mistake about that. He was never one time dealing solely on facts. If he, that's right. I forgot. He said, those of you listening, you're not smart enough to figure out that things evolve. Things evolve. Quentin, you're looking at me. I'm thinking, too. I think somebody's trying to get in here. I hear a hammering on the door. I mean, they better not just walk in unannounced. But anyway, he'll check it out. You might be hearing it on the air. That's the only reason I bring it up, folks. But in case that turns into a big event, let me get back to Dr. Fake. He is insisting, and had been insisting, masks aren't, you don't need to worry about it. You know, when it first came, it's not going to be a big deal. So when Trump repeats that, then he gets blasted by the, at that time, mainstream media. Follow the science, not the politician. And what did you hear Mike Pompeo say a moment ago? In the end, when we look back, we were never following the science. We were following the politics as dictated by the left, the progressives, and Dr. Fauci danced to their tune. And that's what we got in return. Not science. Which brings us to another point here. Mike Pompeo, former Secretary of State, in an interview just within hours of me speaking right now points out something that a lot of Americans had maybe not been aware of, didn't know, you might have suspected. Pompeo puts it right in your face, and you tell me if this doesn't sound a little scary.
That lab is still operating. That work is still going on there today, and we could have something like this happen again, and the Chinese Communist Party refused to tell us what they know. The United States, President Biden, must demand that we get these answers, and we need to know how the U.S. government, Dr. Fauci, Daszak, all the folks that were involved in underwriting this laboratory, what they knew, when they knew it, because this will help us answer the important questions that will keep us all safe.
Yes, but that opening line... that lab is still operating. Did you stop to think about that? They never let World Health inspectors inside. They never did. The World Health inspectors admitted the report they issued was based simply on whatever the Chinese gave them. The communist Chinese gave them. So what else are they doing in that lab? And the federal funding, any U.S. dollars going to that lab had to stop, should have stopped years ago. They definitely should stop now. In the meantime, we've got state-controlled media saying, well, you know, those Trumpers, they believe anything. They'll fall for a fake every time. They're going to lecture us on ethics? You don't want to miss this next segment. Stand by, please.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
Got a black magic woman.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
I don't really have time, and you could care less if I detailed all the times that Facebook, Google, the rest of the big tech groups have taken something down, then later admit, oh, yeah, we shouldn't have done that. Our bad. We'll put it back. How many times? Huh? You want to guess? What's the over-under? Call Vegas. They probably have a number. They have a number on everything. They have a number on which way the fly is going to take off. So Facebook has decided today it's going to uphold its suspension of former President Trump's Facebook and Instagram accounts for 2 years. 2 years, citing his, quote, praise for people who engaged in violence. That is akin to the lie of what happened in Charleston. There are good people on both sides, which is not to say that he was in favor of Antifa on one side or the Proud Boys on the other side, but they don't care. They just kind of roll it all in together. If they need to make an apology, so be it. And if they do, they hide it deep. So then here comes CNN promoting in a tweet a study by communication specialist at Ohio State University. Here's what they, as they admit, a small but intensive study claiming that, quote, more engaging but false stories tended to support beliefs held by conservatives, while viral news stories that were also true tended to support beliefs held by liberals. Fox News contributor Molly Hemingway, also Federalist, slammed CNN for that report, saying, you have repeatedly misled us. So, let me redirect what she had to say. CNN, oh, she didn't do it that way. That was me. I apologize. See, I can apologize. Anyway, Molly says they lied about Russian collusion. They lied about the 2016 election. They lied about Brett Kavanaugh. They lied about the origins of COVID-19, and their liberal viewers believe them. So they want to mock us and say because you're conservative or independent or you're not on the far, far, far left, then you're an easy stooge. We can sell you anything. And they want to know why they were being called fake news by Trump and why it caught fire so fast. Because that's what they were doing. Remember, they dismissed in the very beginning the lab leak theory because they wanted to pin it on Trump eventually. They had all that misinformation around the Russian dossier. They put that on without even thinking twice about it. But when it came to the Hunter Biden laptop, no, they wouldn't let that get out. They want to tell us about ethics. And they want to say that conservatives, you don't have a very good source of judgment. You know, you're kind of stupid. Yeah. We know where the stooges are. And we're watching you closely. And let me take a moment to deal with something that is probably going to upset some of this audience right here. I'm not saying all of you. I know I've heard from some of you. You are buying into a story going around, and supposedly it even links back to Sidney Powell, we've had on before, who at one time was, she is an attorney, and one time was fighting and still is on some of the recount votes. But a story going around that on a certain date that Trump is going to show up at the Capitol, take command of the military, and take over the White House. If you're buying that piece of bunk, you've been in the sun too long, and so for this coming summer, you need to go back down in your basement and sit on the beanbag chair and eat Cheetos. That's what you should be doing. That is utter nonsense. And yet I know some people I'll admit some friends, they said, what about, I said, you got to be kidding me. You're not buying into that. Are you really? You really think that that's going to happen? Folks, you had to reach a point where you say, no. And I don't even want to be part of it. Don't associate me with it. So if I just lost some viewers, so be it. Maybe that's what the tapping was. Maybe they knew that story's coming. They're trying to get into the studio here. I'm ready for them. I'm really ready. So Mike Pence, former vice president, delivered a speech last night. And the left, they want you to buy this story from them. Mike Pence just gutted any chance of Donald Trump in 2024 winning, or any Republican winning the White House in 2024 because of what Mike Pence said. Well, what did he say? Stand by.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
I'm sure many of you do enjoy entertaining guests. I mean, it's your nature to be hospitable, but we all draw the line at unwelcome guests. You know, those that come in tramping around, oh, they're 6 feet, 8 feet, more. And when that happens, you do not want to delay. Call Rottler Pest Solutions immediately. Now, I started using Rottler more than 30 years ago because I wanted professionals. Rottler knows what is needed, and at the same time, will make sure that your family and pets are safe. Rottler's still family-owned and operated for 3 generations, protecting homes and businesses. 3 generations. That's impressive. So when you want to safely, expertly get rid of ants, spiders, and other critters, call Rottler Pest Solutions, 877-ROTTLER, or you can check their website, rottler.com, 877-ROTTLER, 877-ROTTLER, Rottler Pest Solutions, rottler.com.
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
In 2020, you remember Joe Biden was campaigning as a moderate when he campaigned. But he's literally governed as the most liberal president since FDR. Even AOC said that President Biden had, quote, exceeded progressives' expectations. And that's saying a lot. But I don't believe for one moment that that's what the American people voted for in 2020. They didn't vote to open our borders, to give away safety of our streets, their prosperity, or our freedom, or our future. So I want to say again, coming here to New Hampshire tonight, it's time. It's time for freedom-loving Americans to stand up and say no more. It's time for freedom-loving Americans to unite behind an agenda that will bring America back.
The words of former Vice President Mike Pence appearing last night in New Hampshire. He was there for the New Hampshire GOP Lincoln-Reagan dinner. Obviously a partisan crowd, and he appealed to them. He said, we are watching this leftist agenda basically ruin our country moving forward. Everything from defunding police, and as I pointed out in news and commentary at the top of the hour, that in Asheville, North Carolina, they're so short officers saying, call 911, it better be a life-threatening thing, or you're just not really going to get anybody anyway. We're short officers. And yet we still have those out there saying, yeah, cut the budget to police departments. Shut them down. And in fact, we don't even need them for traffic stops. Just send somebody out with a little ticket book or something and say, you know, you're driving a little fast. Let me just give you a little coupon to go get ice cream if you'll slow down. Maybe that's what they want to do. I mean, the leftist agenda, while Biden considers, or I should say claims to be, still so moderate, he's basically under their thumb. He did not get in there by being moderate. One of the biggest things he turned on, one of the biggest things which I would have thought would be essential for him as a Catholic, the Hyde Amendment. The Hyde Amendment, which prevents using federal funding for actual abortions. Joe Biden was against it before he was for it. And why did he suddenly decide, well, it's okay? Because he's running and wanted to claim that golden ring. And that was one of the things he could step forward on. If he had, look at it this way, if Biden had insisted, we need to enforce the Hyde Amendment, no more money to be spent in any way for abortions, and we know the abortion clinics, they already know the game. They are constantly taking the money, and they can't spend it for the actual abortion, but it can go for other operating costs, the utilities, lease of the facility, things of that nature, not the actual abortion. It's a shell game. You know it, I know it, they know it. But Biden would not stand firm on what should be one of the principles of the Catholic faith if he's following the faith as stated from the Pontiff and out of the Vatican. And I'm not challenging anybody's faith. I'm just saying we all are sinners. We're all going to fall short. But do you want to sell out your religion for something like that? Or and there, I look back over my past. I know I'm a sinner. I fully admit it. And I'm thankful God has mercy on me, more mercy on me than I've shown my daughters in the past for something they did wrong. But we don't have a moderate president, although he wants you to think he's just a common Joe working with everybody. The guy never had a job in private enterprise anywhere except as a lifeguard that he talks about, where then the kids would come over and rub their hands up and down his legs. So as Mike Pence is delivering these remarks last night, he also makes some remarks that I knew the left would seize on. And they have. They have. And Mike Pence had to know it. It was almost like putting a grenade in the room and walking out and watching what happens. Let's pick up part of this speech from last night. Former Vice President Mike Pence at the New Hampshire GOP Lincoln-Reagan dinner.
As I said that day, January 6th was a dark day in the history of the United States Capitol. But thanks to the swift action of the Capitol Police and federal law enforcement, violence was quelled. The Capitol was secured. And that same day, we reconvened the Congress and did our duty under the Constitution and the laws of the United States. You know, President Trump and I have spoken many times since we left office. And I don't know if we'll ever see eye to eye on that day. But I will always be proud of what we accomplished for the American people over the last 4 years.
The wording that Mike Pence just used. You know, President Trump and I have spoken many times since we left office, and I don't know if we'll ever see eye to eye on that day. He's talking about January 6th. So as you would expect, the left pouncing on that. CNN and Chris Saliza, whatever his name is, said, wow, look at this, look at this. Pence actually acknowledging it was a dark day. Well, we've all said it's a dark day. And the way he writes it, the Chris Saliza for CNN say the violent insurrection at the U.S. Capitol, which left more than 100 police officers injured and 5 people dead. You see how he slipped that in there? 5 people dead, as if they were all killed during that insurrection. Only one was killed. Now, he didn't say 5 people killed. You got to give him credit. He said just 5 people dead. But the insinuation is they got killed because 100 police officers were injured. There was only one death. That was a woman climbing through the window, shot by a Capitol security guard who could not let her in, had a backpack on. They didn't know what she had with her. They had already found a couple of IEDs around the area. He'd said, I cannot let her enter the chamber. The other 4, including the officer, all health-related deaths. But here's Chris looking at what Pence just said and pointing out that you got to keep in mind, he said, this is going to gut Donald Trump. Because, as Chris writes here, what Trump has done is make acknowledging the truth of what happened January 6th and his role in it sort of a loyalty test for ambitious Republicans. You tell the truth about that day and you run the risk of becoming the next Liz Cheney, run out of her Republican leadership job. Lie about that day or try to downplay the actual danger it posed to lawmakers. See, that's what he's saying. And he's saying the Mike Pence speech is going to add to that. He goes on to say 53% of Republicans surveyed say Donald Trump was the true president. 47% said Joe Biden was the actual president. Well, how many of those Hillary supporters still think that Trump never should have won anyway, right? And the Russian collusion? You want to peddle conspiracy theories? There's one you guys are still clinging to. But Pence approached it directly. So we talked about it. I don't know if we'll ever see eye to eye. But he did say, here is where we are right now in this nation. And when he says this, he's talking about all the stuff we faced, all the stuff we've done, the global pandemic, civil unrest, divisive election, tragedy at the Capitol, obviously. In the midst of all of that, here is where we are today and where we need to be looking.
And I will not allow Democrats or their allies in the media to use one tragic day to discredit the aspirations of millions of Americans. Or allow Democrats or their allies in the media to distract our attention from a new administration intent on dividing our country to advance their radical agenda. My fellow Republicans, for our country, for our future, for our children and our grandchildren, we must move forward united.
Absolutely. Absolutely. He said, the Trump-Pence administration, we made history, we made a difference, we made America greater than ever before. He said, so buckle up. In 134 days, a Biden-Harris administration launching an avalanche of big government liberal policies, the likes of which I've never seen, imagined in our lifetime, and all of it designed to derail progress we made over the last 4 years. But, of course, the leftist state-controlled media, CNN and Chris Saliza, continuing to pound their drum, as Chris writes, concluding his statement and belief that Pence just gutted Donald Trump. Here's what he writes exactly. He said, base voters tend to have an outsized say in choosing presidential nominee. And Trump and their supporters believe the election was stolen from him. He said, Pence is not reading off that script. and what happened on January 6th, which in a way is admirable. But unless the Republican Party's views on Trump change radically between now and 2024, always possible, he adds, then Pence's position on January 6th might well disqualify him from serious consideration by Republican primary voters. What a world. Yeah, you're right to say what a world. Disqualifying Pence, gutting Trump. Hey, well, you want to take a supersonic flight with me? Stand by.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook. This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
I'm just reminded there's a story I have been meaning to tell you, and I'm sorry I haven't before now. If you have an allergy to seafood, there's a warning you need to hear, and I'll come back to that in a moment. I will get to it before we wrap up the hour, if you're allergic to seafood or think you might be. And it came to mind because of a story that I've got here in front of me. And how I got there, well, it's kind of confusing. Let me put it that way. Let's get right to the heart of the first item. Did you ever fly on the Concorde jet when they were flying? Supersonic passenger jet from 1976 to 2003. Maximum speed over twice the speed of sound, 1,354 miles per hour at cruise altitude. Could seat anywhere from 92 to 128. It worked commercially, taking folks from London to New York. I was actually booked, or I was going to do it at one time, and it was a combination that you would fly over on the Concorde and then come back on the Queen Mary, because it was also in service at that time, or you could take the Queen Mary over to Europe and then take the Concorde back. Now, the round-trip ticket in 97 was something like $8,000, equivalent to $15,000 now. More than 30 times the cost of the cheapest option. But if you were going to roll it in with the, you know, if you played it right, I thought, well, it'd be worth it, and the experience, and I could, you know, I could find a way to write a good story about it and maybe write some of it all. But the bottom line, I never got a chance to. And, of course, there was a problem on the Concorde as it was entering our airspace because of sonic booms and things of that nature. But the Concorde all were retired in 2003 after what happened 3 years earlier. That was an Air France flight. Air France flight 4590. Taking off and it hit some kind of debris with one of the tires and the tire blew, caught fire, and the whole plane goes down. So a lot of folks just didn't want to fly it anymore at that point. Well, how about this? Would you be willing to pay? And, of course, we have to wait and see what the price is going to be yet. And hopefully it's not going to be anywhere near what they were trying to charge then. The package, you know, by the way, was going to be for a couple. You could do the whole thing for $5,000. So it was kind of, it wasn't going to be the price that they were quoting as I was reading you. But New York City to London in 3.5 hours. If you have a reason to go from New York City to London 3.5 hours, well, there is a supersonic jet possible for you. United Airlines buying 15 supersonic jets. Supersonic, faster than the speed of sound. Boom Supersonic is creating these. Now, the 3.5 hours, basically, that would get your flight time in half. Otherwise, you're looking at 7 hours. And, of course, you also worry then about the sonic sound barrier, if that's going to be an issue. So dealing with that part of it, supposedly, the builders of the jets, Boom Supersonic, say they're looking at that as well. They're going to have to clear some regulatory checks, obviously, for any passengers to get aboard. They're looking to do this 2029, so you got some time to plan, save. But then just last month, one of the leading supersonic jet makers, Ariane, shut down because of financial troubles and concerns about fuel efficiency and noise regulations. But now, boom, another supersonic startup supposedly working on net zero emissions and noise muffling tech. Probably what everybody's going to do, you're all going to be given some earphones, and when it's new arrive, you have to put the earphones on. You think? It's possible. I know I'd still kind of like to do one. I'm a pilot. I like flying anyway, but of course, if you were on that fatal flight in 2000 when the plane went down, then that changed everything for a lot of folks. I still would like to do it. I really would. What about you? 2029. I could do Larry Connors USA. By the time it gets out of my mouth, I'm in Paris. And you're here. That's nasty, isn't it? Which brings me to my other topic I said at the top. And the reason this came to mind is because they were pointing out the promise of a supersonic commercial flight reemerging. Something that returns, they say, about every 17 years, which is something else that returns every 17 years. Cicadas. You might have missed this warning. If you did, make sure you hear it loud and clear now and tell your friends you heard about it at Larry Connors USA. There is a warning that if you have a seafood allergy, you should not be eating cicadas. Were you thinking about doing it anyway? I have no idea how the cicada is linked to the seafood allergy unless it's some kind. I'm not even going to guess. I'll get Dr. Fake in here to give you a description. But if you're even thinking about eating cicadas, broiled, grilled with a lot of ketchup or mustard, you have seafood allergy, they say don't do that. Had you been thinking about doing it? Seriously? Always, I appreciate you joining us. I appreciate you supporting the program. Support my sponsors. And remember our pledge, one nation under God.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Thank you for listening to Larry Connors USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.